Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
I am finally back. One of the things that we did, starting about, at least several weeks ago, we were planning a trip. And the bad part about it was the trip started out during that horrible winter storm that we had. Here in Albuquerque, we didn't get it. But we left Albuquerque, and it was 53 degrees here, but we traveled about 20 miles, and it was 27. And it got worse as we went on. By the time we hit I-65, the south part of Kentucky or in Tennessee, one of the two, it was 9 degrees, roads were getting icy, and it was bad. But we had fun. We ended up in Indiana, took a trip from there, went down to Pompano Beach down in Florida, which is about 50 miles north of Miami. Temperatures down there were like in the 70s. Absolutely gorgeous. We were out on the ocean, out at the beach, sunning, swimming in the ocean. It's something I never thought I'd ever do at the end of December, but it was just really great. It was a lot of fun, and I actually really considered staying. But the problem was, is that down in Pompano Beach, there's these huge motel-like things sitting out there right on the beach. They're condominiums. And they go for a minimum of $1.8 million for a one-bedroom apartment. To me, that's insane. But look at the view that you have on that. But we're back, and we're ready to push forward all of the things that the Democrats are doing, all of the things that even the Republicans are doing to us now. They're saying that this whole thing with McCarthy is a joke, that we shouldn't be doing that. It's making a laughingstock of America. No, it's not. It's actually showing the world how a constitutional republic is supposed to work. Think back to the days when our founding fathers got together. Do you think that they just got into this big building and just looked at each other and said, okay, we're going to do this, and that's what's going to happen, and that's what happened? No, they argued. They fought. They had all kinds of arguments and everything about what they wanted and what was needed. What is going on with Kevin McCarthy is nothing more than that. And Dan Bongino said it absolutely perfect when he was talking about this. And I've got a thing that I want to put into that. But what we've got right now with the things that the Democrats are doing, here is a great example of what the Democrats have given us. A six-year-old student shot and wounded a Virginia teacher today, Friday, during an altercation inside a first grade classroom, folks. First grade. Police and school officials in the city of Newport News said this. No students were injured in the shooting at Richneck Elementary School, police said. The teacher, a woman in her 30s, suffered life-threatening injuries. Newport News Police Chief Steve Drew told reporters that her condition had improved somewhat by late afternoon. Police said the child had a handgun in the classroom, and they took the student into custody. Drew told the reporters, quote, we did not have a situation where someone was going around the school shooting. We have a situation in one particular location where a gunshot was fired, unquote. He added that the shooting was not an accident. Parents and students were reunited at a gymnasium door, Newport News Public Schools said on Facebook. Newport News is a city of about 185,000 people in the southeastern Virginia, known for its shipyard, which builds the nation's aircraft carriers and other U.S. Navy vessels. Richneck has about 550 students who are in kindergarten through fifth grade, according to the Virginia Department of Education's website. School officials have already said that there will be no classes at the school on Monday. Well, of course not. But we have to beg to ask this question, folks. Where are the parents? What were the parents doing? Why did this six-year-old student have a handgun in class? 6 years old, folks. You know where they're getting this, don't you? They see it daily on the news, on the lamestream, lying, liberal media news, where they report that all these people are being shot, all these people are rioting and killing people, and nobody gets arrested. Nobody faces consequences. This is where this is all coming from. The liberals have given this to us while they try and blame everyone else for what is going on. This is something that we have to start looking at, folks. This is ridiculous. A six-year-old. That kid has just ruined the rest of his life just because he did something that should never have been, never have happened. And this kind of thing, I guarantee you, folks, would never have happened with a strong leader. But we have one of the weakest leaders this nation, or the, for that matter, this world has ever seen. And this is what happens when we let this continue. And it's going to continue because everything, even up to what is going on with the Speaker of the House, we have people like Adam Schiff, who is now speaking out and saying that the things that the Republicans are doing is going to cause chaos after chaos after chaos. No. It's bringing sanity back to the United States and making things the way they should be. Thank you for coming in to listen. Welcome to NWCR's first show of the new year. We're glad you're here.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he can.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yeah.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are back, and as it sits now, it looks like House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy is going to actually win back his leadership of the House, being his House Speaker. And while the whole country, the Democrats and everybody is talking about how what is going on is horrible. Like Adam Schiff, he said on Friday on MSNBC's Deadline that the disarray during the process of choosing a speaker is a harbinger for how Republicans will run the House. Schiff said, quote, "The business of the country needs to move forward. I am desperately concerned with all the concessions that McCarthy has made to these hardliners, all with the object of giving him the title of speaker without the powers to conduct that office. And I'm afraid it's a harbinger of what we're going to see going from crisis to crisis. We may risk a default on our national debt. We may have prolonged government shutdowns. This group can, you know, essentially hold Kevin McCarthy hostage at any time." He continued with, "And so I'm worried what it means for the country, for the country's future, and there is such disarray within the Republican Party. But you're exactly right. Kevin McCarthy is reaping what he sowed when he voted against certifying the last election, when he resurrected Donald Trump, when he really catered to this extreme element in the GOP. Here is what is going on, folks, and Adam Schiff is about as stupid as a box of rocks. He's constantly telling us things without giving us any facts. During the whole impeachment trial things, he kept saying, "Oh, we have evidence, but I won't show it to you now, but we do have evidence." He never did show us evidence because he never had any, folks. And he's speaking out of the back of his rear end on this one because he has absolutely no freaking clue what is going on. Yes, what is happening with these people who are essentially, using Schiff's words, holding the country hostage, essentially what they are doing is getting concessions to get the power of the House and the government back from these elites that have been holding it with a stranglehold all for so many years now, and giving it back to the people where it should be. And Democrats like Adam Schiff are scared to death that this is actually going to make the government accountable. We can only hope, folks. We can only hope. But here is what Dan Bongino said today, and he's actually right on the money on this thing. He says this isn't chaos. This isn't chaos. Listen.
Please stop to the establishment class out there. This message is to you, not to my loyal listeners. You know I love you. Thank you for your support on this. Unfortunately, there's a very small number of us out there still fighting to get conservative concessions in the speaker race. For all the establishment types out there and others, relax. Everybody calm down. It's not the end of the world. Nothing's collapsing. the horde of ravaging lunatics isn't invading, jumping the fence at the Capitol. Calm down. Everything is fine. This is the process. We are getting concessions that are going to lead to a better, more efficient, better running House with a conservative direction in the future. Everybody, time out. Calm down. Came out firing today.
There you go. And some of these concessions, folks, actually will make it so that Kevin McCarthy will have to follow what his constituents want instead of what he wants, instead of what the Democrats want, instead of what these lobbyists in government want. Because if he doesn't do what the constituents, you and me, want him to do, all it'll take, folks, is one of the concessions, all it will take is 10 members of the House saying, we don't want him here. We don't like what he's doing. And he has to step down. Now, a lot of people are going to stop and think about this and say, no, that's not a good idea. Yes, that is a good idea. What is happening in Washington, D.C. is our constitutional republic is working. And it's working for the first time in a long time. And I can say this for sure because during the Trump impeachment trials, which were all shams, which have all been proven wrong, which took our minds off of what was really going on, all the way to the Hunter Biden thing, which was depressed and pushed out of the way by the mainstream, lamestream, lying media, which was a complete debacle and completely went against the First Amendment, free speech, you know? It kept that out of the way so that people didn't learn what was really going on. And it's already been shown that if they would have known what was actually happening, they would have voted differently. There is election fraud, folks. And it's been shown. It's been shown, it's been proven. Yet the government has done everything they can to make sure that this whole thing never saw the light of day. And now they're crying because things like what is happening in the House right now could possibly expose them. And they don't like that one little bit. They keep pushing for things that they say need to be done. Well, the ones who are saying what need to be done are the ones who have gotten us into the troubles we're in right now. And as long as we keep listening to these moronic pieces of rock, dumb shits in Washington, D.C., and keep pushing away the people who are really trying to do the right things, we're going to continue to get worse and worse as the years go by. And it's like I said in one of my update I did yesterday. We keep doing this, folks, and it's going to come to the point, and it's going to come pretty soon, where an election will never change what is going on. There'll be no chance of that. The only way we'll get sanity back into the United States is to fight another revolutionary war. Take the government out. Why do you think that the Democrats are so hell-bent on taking all our guns away? They are doing that because they know the truth about what I just said. They know that is the next step in if this doesn't succeed. And it may not happen in my lifetime. But it's going to happen. We either wake up, smell the coffee, and stop this government from being totally unaccountable for everything they do, or we start changing things by voting in the right people. And what has what is happening in the House right now, much to the chagrin of the Democrats and a lot of the Republicans, and I'm saying a lot of the Republicans because most of the Republicans that are there are nothing more than moderate Democrats. Most Republicans are nothing more than a Democrat. Representative Bacon out of, I can't think of the state now, Nevada or one of these states, actually said today that if this can't be solved, what the Republicans need to do is join up with the Democrats to pick the next Speaker of the House. Hell no. Here's one thing that we have to realize here, folks. The Democrats, if they had to vote in the person they want, which is Hakeem, what's his face, who is a liberal all the way to the point where he's almost a communist, they want him. And now every one of them will vote for him to get him in. The Republicans, on the other hand, splinter. And they go separate directions. But right now, we have a group of Republicans in there who actually have their eye on the ball. They are actually doing what they are there to do. And the Democrats are pissed off about it. The media is pissed off about it. Most Republicans are pissed off about it. They don't want this happening because they think it looks bad for America. If they knew history, folks, it looks good for America because they're finally doing what they should be doing. This is a constitutional republic. This is not a democracy. The media will tell you, we're a democracy. Nancy Pelosi always said, we are a democracy. No, we are not. A democracy is nothing but mob rule, where the majority rules every time. The Founding Fathers saw this. Founding Fathers knew this. That's why they put in place all of the things that they did. Fail-safes, three branches of government. The executive, judicial, and legislative. It's the first of its kind, folks. And everybody today who is not really watching what is going on is doing their best to tear the whole frickin' thing down. And we can't allow this. We cannot allow this. This is getting really bad. This is really getting bad. And this went all the way from when Trump was president. And I can go back and look on this now and see exactly what is going on. When the Democrats are in power, the Republicans are non-existent. Why? Because the Democrats make it so. And most people don't remember these things. I remember things like this. When Obama and McCain were running against each other and Obama won, McCain told Obama, I'm glad this is over. Now we can get together and work for the good of the country. And Obama said, no, John. I won. You lost. Elections have consequences. The trouble is, folks, the consequences only go one way. When Trump won over Hillary Clinton, Trump started doing what he needed to do. He was doing exactly what he promised. He was doing exactly what the Constitution allowed him to do. Yet the Democrats constantly made up things, did everything they could to keep him from being a good president, and they didn't succeed. And that pissed them off. So they impeached him, tried to impeach him. That failed. When that failed, they tried to impeach him again, And Nancy Pelosi said, we've impeached President Trump two times now. No, she didn't. No, they didn't. They tried, but they failed. And when those things failed, they tried all kinds of things. Russia misinformation, P-gate, remember that one? There was all kinds of things. They made these things up to get what they wanted. Why? Because Trump beat Hillary Clinton. And with what they are doing now, they are trying to make sure that this never happens again. In other words, free and fair elections, huh, they won't happen if a Republican wins. Can't happen. That just, nope, 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 nope. And if it does, then they've set themselves a precedence with President Trump as to what they will do the next time. And the sad part about it was that the American people allowed it. They just kept going for it, not stopping to realize that everything the Democrats did cost money. And where'd that money come from? All the millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars that they spent to try to impeach Donald Trump, to try to push the Russian P-gate, to try to push the Russian misinformation, to try to keep the Hunter Biden stuff out. That cost millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, and that all came from us, folks. All came from every one of us taxpayers here in America. Yet we allowed it. There is no reason why this should continue, yet it still does. One of the things that I found today that was actually from Breitbart, and it was somebody who, you know, Donald Trump Jr. actually praised House conservatives. He said the best deal the right has ever gotten from a Republican Republican leadership. Says Donald Trump Jr. praised conservative Republicans on Friday for advancing the best deal conservatives have ever received from GOP leadership as Republicans begin to coalesce behind leader Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. This is what nobody's looking at. They're getting concessions, folks. Excuse me. They're getting concessions. They're getting things changed. Things are working out for the better. But people like Adam Schiff, oh no, we're just seeing a precursor of what's coming. Chaos after chaos because the Republicans are now in charge. No, the chaos was during Biden's terms. The chaos started during Trump's terms because of Adam Schiff, because of Hillary Clinton, because of the Democrats. And during all the things that the Democrats were doing, Trump did more for the American people than any president had done since Reagan and before. He made campaign promises and kept them. What president can you even think about right now that has done that? And if you say Biden, I'll laugh right in your face because you are about as dumb as a box of rocks. The only thing Biden has done has destroyed this nation and destroyed the economy, putting many, many people out of work while the media strives to say unemployment's at 3.5%. No, it's not. Those are numbers that have been fudged. Those are numbers that have been pushed into the forefront so that people don't think it's as bad as it is. The way they get those numbers, folks, is like here in New Mexico. People were given immense sums of money to just stay home. Now the people don't want to go back to work. They want this money from the government. Never stopping to think that without the money the taxpayers give the government has no money. Now, if everybody stopped working and waited for the government to give them handouts, the government would run out of money really fast. Nobody would get any money. But that's not the way people look at it. Here in New Mexico, we've got people out of work, but they're not looking because they're sitting at home waiting for the government to take care of them. And with Michelle Lujan Grisham, the Wicked Witch of the North, with her winning her second term now, looks like they'll get exactly what they want. They'd be able to stay home, get paid by the government for doing nothing, and they will be out of work, but they will not be listed as unemployed. If all these people who are actually unemployed were listed, unemployment rate would be 8, 9, 10%, if not more. But because these people are not actively looking for work, they're not counted. If you're not actively looking for work, you're not counted. That's the way the government works. That's why the government right now can say unemployment's at 3.5% when it is nowhere near that. Much higher. But because the Democrats say that's what it is, the media follows right along and says, yeah, it's at 3.5%. Even Newsmax, even Breitbart says it is, because that's the only numbers they're getting. 3.5%. You know what 3.5% is, folks? You get that low in unemployment, you're basically 100% employed. Because there's going to be a portion of this country that cannot work, that cannot physically work. You get down to about 2% unemployment, you're at 100%. That's all there is to it. And we are nowhere near 100%. And this COVID thing, some things just drive me nuts, folks. We'll be right back.
$80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil fields and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit.
Color Only Day here on CNM with our very own Vincent Brown out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is one of the most informative shows on CNM, giving us the reasons that the apostles of blackness are leading this nation in the wrong direction, along with the left. And Vincent will come down on the right too when they do not do what is right. Listen to the wisdom of Vincent Brown on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will find out that the media is lying to us too, along with the leftists in our government. Some of the right are too, and in Hollywood also. He will make you use your mind and think a bit before making a rash judgment. That is Black by Color only, only on CNM at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, where America always wins.
As we continue with this, our first show of 2023. A little while ago, I was talking about how Donald Trump Jr. praises House conservatives and talking about how the right has never, it's the best deal that the right has ever gotten from Republican leadership. And this is actually true because the Republican leadership has never fought for us. They get a little pushback, like from Adam Schiff, who says that this is just causing chaos, and they back off. But what is going on after Donald Trump Jr. said that he's proud of my conservative friends in the House that just won the best deal the right has ever gotten from Republican leadership? We need to put petty personal disputes aside and do what is best for the movement. This is a transformational deal that will change Congress for the better. Now, McCarthy and his allies have been negotiating with 21 Republicans, many of whom are Freedom Caucus members who have voted against him. On Friday morning, Breitbart News' Ashley Oliver reported that the sides were close to striking a deal and noted key concessions he has made, largely designed to shift more power from Republican leadership to rank-and-file members, as well as to House Freedom Caucus members specifically. She added, McCarthy has offered a one-member threshold for a motion to vacate the chair, a rule that allows the speaker to be ousted mid-Congress. He has offered Freedom Caucus members more seats on the Rules Committee, and pledged votes for certain legislation, including term limits. Folks, this is good stuff. The first speaker vote on Friday, which was the 12th so far, evidenced that the sides were coming closer together as McCarthy picked up 14 votes from those who had repeatedly voted against him, bringing his total to 213. In the next round, McCarthy did even better, reaching 214. He needs 218 votes if all members are present and voting, and the threshold drops one vote for every two members that are absent or vote present. As he showed momentum during Friday's initial vote, Turning Point USA founder and President Charlie Kirk also lauded the Republicans who had held out and began noting for McCarthy after a developing deal became apparent. And Charlie Kirk tweeted, he says, Dan Bishop, Josh Breachum, Brechin, Brechen, Michael Cloud, Andrew Clyde, Byron Donalds, Anna Paulina Luna, Ralph Norman, Scott Perry, Mary Miller, Paul Gosar, Chip Roy, Andy Ogles. These congressmen and women are close to delivering the most conservative Congress in history. That's a big deal. It is a big deal, folks. And that's what the Democrats are so scared about, death of this. They do not want a conservative Congress. They do not want a conservative bunch of people in the House that will actually hold the government's feet to the fire, that will actually hold them to some accountability. Democrats don't want that. Most Republicans do not either, folks. And that's the thing that is really stopping. That's what we all need to look at here. Because you're going to hear nothing but horrible things. You've heard from the Democrats, oh, the Republicans have no plan. Yeah, they do. How many people, okay, there have been at least 7 or 8 people that have been pushed to take over as Speaker of the House. And none of them were accepted. When they weren't accepted, there's no plan. It's the Democrats that don't have a plan. The Republicans have been showing that they have plan after plan after plan after plan. Just because the plans have been shot down, just because the plans have been pushed to the side, doesn't mean they weren't there. They were. The Republicans have plans, and they've been using them. But, you know, here's something else that we on the right will do that the left will not. From Georgia, Georgia GOP Governor Brian Kemp has ordered a special election for January 31st after a newly elected state representative was charged with stealing drugs. Representative-elect Daniel Rempe resigned from the Georgia House of Representatives this week. Rempe was a Republican. Rempe was charged with stealing prescription drugs from an assisted living facility he manages, the Athens Banner-Herald reported in December. The state legislator-elect was facing more than 19 different felonies, the Washington Examiner reported, citing law enforcement records. Now, if this was something that a Democrat had done, the only place you'd ever hear about it is in the conservative news or news like Pinion Post, like I quote from all the time here in New Mexico, Breitbart, Newsmax. But because this was a Republican, you're going to probably hear about it in all of the lamestream lying liberal medias, and they're going to push that he was forced out of office. No, he resigned. He quit because he knew he had done wrong. Says some of the charges Rempe faced included unauthorized distribution of possession of controlled substance, burglary and exploitation, and intimidation of disabled adults, elderly persons, and residents, according to the Examiner. Now, on stuff like this, one of the reasons why the conservative news will report stuff like this is because we don't want somebody like this in our ranks. We don't want somebody who will do the things that a Democrat will do in our ranks. Because for one thing, a Republican does that, and the Democrats will go after him wholeheartedly and whole hog, like it's the worst thing that's ever happened. It's just like January 6th, 2 years ago today. That was the worst thing since Hitler took over Germany. That was the worst thing since Pearl Harbor. That was the worst thing since... No, it wasn't. And it all started with Donald Trump telling them to peacefully protest. But the Democrats left out the word peacefully. Made everybody believe that Donald Trump had sent them in to cause mayhem and riot and cause all of this. But if you actually watched what went on January 6th of 2021, folks, you would see the police were actually letting these people in. They didn't break in. The police were letting them in. And the only time the police really just moved away was just before Ashley Babbitt was shot. They knew something was coming. They got the hell out of there. When it comes to Ashley Babbitt being killed that day, I blame the I blame the Democrats, because they're the ones who caused all of this trouble. The cop that shot Ashley Babbitt had a very, very horrible and spotty past, doing things that he should never have been doing things that he should never have done, yet the media never talked about these things. This man was only doing his job. No, he wasn't. He murdered Ashley Babbitt. She was in no way a threat to him. Yet when you listen to the lamestream lying liberal media, it's all Trump's fault. All the people who rushed in there, they broke into the White House. They broke into the Capitol building. They broke in. That's all you hear from them. You never hear the fact that the police let them in. You never hear that. But if you watch the videos that are actually out there of this, you see the police letting them in. COVID, my friends, was something that put a stop to this nation, made sure that this economy was stopped, pushed down to nothing. And Dan Bongino talked about the COVID debacle. Here's what he said about this.
The debacle around the COVID vaccine, I believe, is going to turn out to be one of the most significant public health disasters in modern American history, modern world history. It's now clear as day that the CDC downplayed side effects from this vaccine. Now, are the side effects widespread? It doesn't appear so. Are they widespread enough to cause a really significant amount of concern? Yeah. And it appears that they've been downplayed. Now, there have been very few truth tellers out there willing from the start to talk about both the threat of blood clotting and the threat of myocarditis or swelling of the heart. Anytime it was mentioned, they were banned from social media. People freaked out. The scientific guys, Fauci, I am the science, Dr. Fauci, and everyone panicked. You know, people in the public health establishment called them conspiracy theorists. It now sadly turns out that some of them were right. Dr. Peter McCullough, we're trying to get him on my show for Saturday night on Fox. Please tune in, Unfiltered. I think he's confirmed, Dr. McCullough. I'm going to ask him about what I spoke about yesterday. Athletes, myocarditis, and the COVID vaccine. But here's another portion of his appearance on Tucker the other day. And I want answers, and you should demand answers, too, because faith in the public health infrastructure has now almost completely disappeared. They owe us an explanation about what's going on with myocarditis and blood clots. Here's Dr. Peter McCullough on Tucker Carlson's show, addressing this exact topic. Check this out.
The absolute numbers of heart incidents among young people are dramatically up across the West, and the CDC, as far as I know, has not been honest enough to address this. They sent out a tweet the other day saying, you know, you may be struggling with blood clots if you're a young athlete. I don't remember athletes struggling with young blood clots. It seems to me like they're trying to tell us this is normal. Is it normal for young athletes to have life-threatening blood clots?
We should never have our agencies try to normalize side effects. The FDA says the vaccines cause myocarditis and heart damage. Autopsy studies show it can be and is fatal. The same is true for blood clots and neurologic damage. Our agencies should be protecting the health of Americans, and safety is job one. I'm disappointed that they're minimizing it.
Yeah. I mean, I think honesty is a prerequisite for trust. When people are honest, you can trust them. But when they lie to you consistently, you can't.
Folks, here's my concern. Outside of the obvious, the health concerns, myocarditis, potential blood clotting, even if these side effects of this vaccine turn out to be extremely limited moving forward, and I say turn out because we don't have enough longitudinal data. We haven't been living with the vaccine long enough, guys. It's only been around for a year and a half, 2 years. and widespread use. The technology is relatively new too. We just don't know. Longitudinal, meaning over time data, accumulates over time. Not enough time has passed to accumulate enough longitudinal data because there's not enough time yet. My fear here is if this becomes more widespread and it exits a limited circle of people and becomes more widespread, there's going to be public panic. And nobody, and I mean nobody, wants public panic. The problem with a public panic on this, if it were to happen, I'll give you an example. Let me walk you through it so it doesn't seem like I'm just throwing this out there. Let's say another public figure, right, a public figure with a big profile, has some cardiac incident that's unexplained on live television, like we saw in the football game. Not attributing that to the vaccine yet because I don't know. I don't know. I'm not attributing to it either. Why? Because I don't know. I just said that. I would love to know. It would be really interesting to get that data out there and to hear about it. But let's say a public figure on national television in a debate or something like that, something were to happen, there's another cardiac incident. Folks, people are really going to start to freak out.
You know, one of the things that is going on with this, this last week with this football player that had the cardiac arrest on the field, nobody has seemed to ask the question, was he vaccinated? It's something that needs to be thought about. It's something that needs to be pushed here because that vaccine, like Dan Bongino said, it has not been tested. They say it has, but they don't have the long-range testing that they always did with vaccines. Vaccines would never be approved without 10 to 15 years of checking them out to see what the long-range effects were. We don't know. We do not know what they are. And there have been so many people who have had problems with their hearts after taking the vaccine, after taking the boosters, after going after, and a lot of these football players had to do this. And we're seeing them drop all over the place. Had this guy been vaccinated? Had he had the boosters? I don't know. But it's something worth thinking about. Because every time we get something that happens that goes against what the left talks about, they don't want anything to do with it. Well, this needs to be pushed. This needs to be thought about. And that's essentially what's going on with what is going on in the House right now. Our constitutional republic is actually working there. And it's like I said earlier, people like Adam Schiff are saying, oh my God, this is just showing what kind of chaos we're going to have with the Republicans in charge. No, this is showing the way it should be done. You think, like I said before, you think that the founding fathers just went into a building and never argued or anything else and just had these, you know, this guy come up and say, well, this is the way it should be done. And they all said, oh, yeah, that's exactly what we should be doing. We should do the Constitution and write it up and everything. Everybody would agree. They didn't. They fought like cats and dogs in there. And that's what's going on now. And what they are doing with this whole thing is they are getting concessions that would never have been thought about, would never have been brought up if this hadn't happened. So the constitutional republic is actually working there, and it's scaring the bejeebers out of the Democrats and most of the Republicans too. Like I said, most of the Republicans who are there are nothing more than moderate Democrats. The only ones that are holding the feet to the fire on what is going on are the Freedom Caucus members. And as they are getting what they want in concessions, they are starting to stop opposing. But one of the things that they got here was that if Kevin McCarthy does not do what he is supposed to do as Speaker of the House, only 10 members of the House have to stand up and say, we don't want him anymore, and he has to step down. That's one of the concessions. This is great. And you might think, well, this isn't great because then he'll have to step down. We'll have to go through this whole thing again. But what's going to happen is McCarthy's going to know this, and he's going to say, boy, I better start doing what's right. I better start following what my constituents want instead of what these lobbyists want here in government. Yeah, and bringing it, boy, in the chat room says, what did Brandon say about the football player? Football is a dangerous sport. One more thing is they stopped the game, and they're treating it like a crime scene. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's not. This guy had a heart attack. And from latest reports, from what I'm hearing, is he's cognizant. He knows what's going on. He even asked who won the game. Well, nobody won the game because the game was stopped. I hope he lives. I hope he survives and recovers fully. But we have to start thinking about these things, folks. A lot of our football players had to get the vaccine. Then they had to get the boosters to keep their jobs. Or to, like, if they're in college, they had to get the boosters and the vaccines to be able to play football. And now they're dropping out, like their hearts are giving out and things like that. You know, that's something you never heard of before. Sure, that was a horrible hit that he got. But he didn't die. The last thing I heard was he was actually talking. But I remember watching games like when Pittsburgh Steelers had Mean Joe Green, and this guy could hit. And some of the hits that he put out were 10 times harder than this guy. Nothing ever happened to those guys. Sure, they got hurt a little bit, and maybe they missed a game or something, but they always came back. They never had heart problems. But I think what is going on is these vaccines and these boosters are causing problems that we're going to see for years to come now, because they've been given. There is no turning back. Once you've had them, your old ticker is being affected. And they might have to, Dick Butkus, yeah. I remember a bunch of them. Some of those games that I used to watch were vicious. Absolutely vicious. There was a game between Denver and Pittsburgh where Mean Joe Green and Lyle Alzado went against each other. And it was like those two were just really just absolutely trying to destroy each other. I've got a phone call from the 313 area code, if I can get it to answer. Hello, you're on the show.
Hi.
Hello.
I want to ask you a question. Where do you see America in about 2 to 3 years from now? Economic depression, a recovery, or what?
I actually have thought about that. I really don't know. It all depends on what happens if the people continue to let the governments do what they're doing. Like here in New Mexico, we just reelected the Wicked Witch of the North, and we've got another 4 years of her, and she's pretty much brought this state to its knees. Well, we elected her again. So that's where this whole thing is going. If we start following our guts and researching who we're voting for, then things might be okay. But if we don't, we just vote with our hearts. I can't even imagine where this country's going to be. I really don't. I have no idea.
Well, I asked the question because I'm kind of pessimistic. I don't even see America. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's exactly where I'm at right now. I'm getting a little pessimistic, but it's I don't know. I really can't tell you. It really all depends on what goes on and what's allowed to happen. If we continue to allow these people who are like one of the things I talked about today on my show was there's an article that I found about a six-year-old in a first grade class who brought a handgun to his school and shot his teacher. How did this kid get this handgun into the class? What was his parents doing to allow him to get this? What is going on? And essentially what is going on is the mainstream media and the lying media and everything else is bringing up all these people who are rioting and doing all these things and killing people, and nothing ever happens to them.
Well,
and we're raising up a whole bunch of these people who just absolutely think that there's going to be no consequences to anything they do. And we can't allow this to continue. Pardon?
There are no consequences.
Yeah, there aren't.
I don't know how many states. Well, of course, there has to be. But when you have the attorneys generals in different states and district attorneys in different cities just raising the felony limit from, let's say, $100 to $750, and you have no cash bail, then there are no consequences. If you're a career criminal, right?
Exactly.
If you're a career criminal, you know that you're only going to spend one day in court. You probably have a call back for about a year from then, and then if you don't show up, who cares? And if you go to jail, all right, you stay there for a little while, then you get back out. There's a case of one guy. He's committed 31 felonies. He's out on $1 million bond, but after committing 31 felonies. So when you have no consequences and you have people who are faced with a huge amount of frustration for whatever reason, good or bad, then you're going to have lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you get.
And that's what we're all getting. You know, so I'm living right now in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and right now Albuquerque is listed as the third most dangerous city in the United States. The second is Anchorage, Alaska. This one kind of surprised the hell out of me.
Anchorage, Alaska.
Anchorage, Alaska. But it listed.
Why, were they attacked by seals over there? They have what, lefty seals?
Yeah. Yeah, they're pissed off because they're too cold or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not, you know, we don't feel inclusive with the polar bears.
Yeah. But, you know, and one of the reasons why Albuquerque is in there is because for the last 4 years with our governor and with the mayor that we have in this city who actually follows what the governor does, cops just essentially just disappeared.
Ah, the
defunding.
And
when you did see them, they were sitting back in a corner afraid to do anything because they were afraid they might get reprimanded for arresting somebody who was doing something wrong. There is where the problem in this country is.
Well, I know. I mean, there are different spokes to the wheel, but the ones that you've talked about already, they're important. You have the brainwashing from the mainstream media. You have the brainwashing from academia. You have the defunding of the police, or you have this restructuring of the policies so that even if a cop follows the policies of his particular city's department, he can still be held liable, even if he's technically innocent for following that particular policy. So people in their right minds don't want to become cops. You can't blame them. You have no consequences because the bar has been raised so that you don't have to commit $100 to be a felon anymore. $750, or either $750, $950, I forget which, but it's outrageous no matter what it is. And then if you do get caught, no cash bail.
Yeah, and that was one that just blew me away. I thought, that's crazy. I'm up against a hard break. Can you wait for a few seconds? I got to do my... Okay, I'll be right back.
The news for America that is good for America never gets reported. So that's why shows like NWCR Radio exist. We will be right back after these important messages.
For the past few months, we have not heard from our good friend and mentor, our very own Uncle Ben Fisher, but he has been around, though very busy, starting businesses and trying to get things going where he is. So his show has been put on hiatus for now, but in the coming month or so, we are looking to see him return to CNM as he is about to retire and will give him more time to let us know all the things that he has a good ear for hearing. Ben's mellow voice and his expertise in engineering, along with his love of America, keeps us all informed as to what we should be doing and why the things are happening here in America as they are. The only side that seems to have consequences anymore are the right. The left can do anything they want, then blame it on the right, and always laying the blame where it shouldn't be, and they always get away with it. This has to stop. Listen to our very own Uncle Ben Fisher when American by Design returns soon on Sundays, where America always wins.
If you have a show that you are looking to get on the air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, the day you want to be on, and the time you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. The days we have available for new shows is Monday through Thursday, where we have no shows, and we can accommodate one show more on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Give us a call and see if we can get your show on the air on CNM. And see what happens then, where America always wins.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNM's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we are back. I was on the phone with my caller. Are you still there? Hello? Maybe he walked away from the phone a little bit, but...
I put myself on mute so I wouldn't interfere with the commercial.
Okay, well, we're back.
Oh, so you're looking for talk show hosts, huh? How much do you want for a person to be part of the network?
Yeah, actually, we've got one down in Texas, but he's having problems right now, and his show was on Wednesdays, but he hasn't done one in a while, and the one that that was mentioned there, Bing Fisher, he does a show called American by Design, and he hasn't been able to do one for a while because he's had to retire, and he's redoing his life right now, trying to get everything set up. And our other show is tomorrow night, and it's Black by Color only with Vincent Brown, and that's probably one of the best shows we've got right at the moment. So, but we're looking to fill up the week with shows, but so far I haven't been able to get too many more.
Well, how come?
I probably has a lot to do with me because I've never really done this kind of thing before where I've actually run, because CNM used to be run by two other people. One of them was Duke Brooks, who does my intro for hour one, and the other one was Michael Smith, and he's down in Texas, and they both essentially gave it up and stopped, but they had a really good thing going where we had a show on almost every night of the week. And then when they stopped, they didn't bother to tell anybody, and turned out that I was the only show left for a long time. And I started thinking about, well, what if I help them pay to get this going again? And they said, well, I'm not interested in it. If you want it, you can have it. Well, I took it. Well, I'd never done this before. So it's just, I do my advertising on the show, and sometimes on my updates that I do Monday through Thursday, which end up on Rumble and BitChute and Brightian and UGE2,
well,
I stay off you. But
those are good platforms, because if you want a conservative talk show host, then the platforms that you mentioned would be the ones that would attract the people who want the talk show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a co-host and host on different programs. So I have a show, but it's a free show. I've had the free show for years.
Yeah.
But for your conservative show, what's necessary? What's entailed?
Well, essentially what we do is we, like with me, to get the things that I look at, I go through like CNN and MSNBC and all these other networks, and then I follow through with Western Journal and One America News.
What I mean
and
is, what is it you're looking for a talk for a host? Because for somebody to want to be a host on Black Talk Radio, that would seem pretty interesting to a lot of people. So it's not exactly that hard. Why? What is stopping the people from becoming a host?
Probably the fact that the only way I advertise is here on this show, and a lot of people, this show really doesn't get that many people listening to it. And most of the ones that actually listen to it after the show is over, and they're getting the archive, so they really just listen while they're doing something else, so they don't, they turn off their ideas about the advertisements and stuff. They just want to hear what's being said. So I think that has a big thing to do with it. But
what I mean is, when people have come to you or come to the former owners and they wanted to be hosts, was there any reason why they would go away?
No, not really, unless they had problems in their life that, like, the one that I was talking about, like with Bing Fisher, he's done a show. He was with the original CNM. And when CNM just dropped off the map, he did too. And then he got, some kind of infection in his throat that changed his voice for a long time, and he wasn't able to do anything. And I finally got him back, and then this last year he had a whole bunch of things going on, and he had to drop back a little bit, and he hasn't done a show in about 5 months now, but he's talking about coming back now. So
okay, so what is it financially that you want from the people to be a talk show host?
Well, essentially, there's no financial part about it unless you have, like with me, I've got my computer and my microphone and my mixer, which I use, and I've got all the equipment here that I do my advertisements for, and I'm the one who makes all the advertisements right at the moment, and I'm the one who pays the monthly thing to Blog Talk Radio. And I'm hoping that I can get a bunch of people in here so that I can actually start getting people listening so that they'll start, I
all
can
right.
start getting
advertising.
You can do
that. That's, I know, there isn't that much of a problem other than the fact that you're probably new.
Yeah.
What you have is just, and that's all. I mean, you're a burgeoning talk host, talk show host. All you got to do.
Yeah.
All you got to do with me. If I were to take over as a host again, I would get a co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Because a co-host with good banter back and forth attracts people. Secondly,
yeah.
I would recommend, since you're the one that advertises, you advertise on all the social media and you monitor them. You let them know on Facebook and on YouTube, et cetera. You make a video and you make it interesting. And you let people know that you're looking for a talk show host. People love to express themselves. So it'll take a few weeks, but then you'll get people coming in and saying, hey, you know what? I'd like to be the talk show host. And then you you interview them. What are your interests? Are you a conservative, a libertarian? And as you said, give an MP3, give it like a 5-minute MP3 about what their views are. And then you say to them, okay, look, here's your responsibilities. You show up once a week on Wednesday at 8 o'clock or Wednesday at 6 or Thursday at 5. And there you go. And then you listen to them and you let them know. Because new hosts will take a couple of you got Bring It Boy in the chat room. His wife is a talk show host, Suzette. Bring It Boy.
She's been on this show before too. So I like her. She's really knowledgeable.
Yeah, she's
lady.
Good. She's well informed and she's on Spreaker. Ask her, Bring It Boy, ask your wife, how long did it take for her to get a following? It shouldn't have taken more than about 2 months. So once he asks her and comes back with the answer, then from my experience, from what I've done, that's all I needed was a talk show host. I'm a female because I'm male. I don't want a male. I want a female. The male and the female, the male brings in the females. The females brings in the males. You have a nice banter back and forth. And after a while, it'll take a couple of months, then you get a following, then with the advertising that you do, you get listeners. Once the listeners come and they enjoy what they're listening to, then you got it. You're not trying to build up CNN or Facebook. And after 2 months of anybody who's new, once they stick to it once a week, faithfully, then they will hopefully, I mean, if they're interesting. I know plenty of talk show hosts who've been on the air for years and they're boring as hell. But if you're interesting, you know, then you build it up. What I would do, my particular agenda now would be to talk about solutions and to let people know, find out for them when they think, that America would collapse. There would be one other criteria that and issues that I would throw out there. So you were going to say something.
Yeah, he answered in the chat room. He said it's about that much time at about 2 to 6 months, and he says she was on BTR for about 3 years.
Yeah, because I've gone through a show. She left BTR. I don't know why. I don't like Spreaker. I don't like TalkShoe. I don't like. I think the other one is Stitch.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio, for all its faults, does have some good qualities. That's why if I were to become a talk show host again, it would be on Blog Talk Radio. So if I'm interested further, let me see. You had your name in the ad. I didn't take it down. I mean, your phone number.
My name is Robert. And I gave two things. I gave my phone number and my email address. And the email address is Conservative Nation Media, and that's all one word, 2017.
All right. I just haven't gotten to my paper yet. I got the pen in there. Okay. One more time, please. Conservative Nation Media, you said?
Yeah, Conservative Nation Media. And I usually capitalize the conservative and the nation and media, but putting those spaces in there. But I don't think you have to do that. Then after that is
supposed to be low. Okay. Conservative.
And then
nation
after that
media.
Is 2017. That's when we actually started doing this again.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay. And then gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right. And a phone number. It's 505, I believe, right?
Yeah, 505-317-8741.
Okay, one more time. 505?
317.
Okay.
8741.
8741. Okay. And your name?
And my name is Robert. And if you call or somebody calls in, you know, and I don't answer, leave a message, and that way I can get back with you.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. All right. Thanks. I'll mull it over because to do it once a week doesn't seem like much. But twice a week would actually be better for a talk show host. They would feel more involved. But do you have any particular themes that you would want them to do, or would you do you want them to just do their own thing?
Well, it's like with the guy who does the show on Saturday. He calls his show Black by Color Only, and he mostly talks about the apostles of blackness and the things that they do that are not right, and he puts a lot of God into his shows. To me, all that matters is that if you're going to report something, that you try and report what you're reporting as the truth. You know, try and research what's going on. You know, it's like with me, I'll read something like out of Western Journal and see what's being said there. Then I'll go to CNN and see what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And I try and find out find the truth in this whole thing, because sometimes that's hard to find.
Yeah, well, it is, because the CNN, ATAL, plus the ones on the right, they all have their own confirmation biases, and they all skew their articles according to the biases. However, when I read Vanity Fair and the Washington Post and the New York Times, they put in that, even without it being an opinion, they put in their opinion in their reporting, the way that they use their adjectives to describe something, which shouldn't be in there. If they're going to talk about an event, you know, like, for example, an angry Trump. Well, how do you know he was angry? You know, if he was indeed angry, then you report it. But or the anonymous source. Well, that's kind of nonsense.
Well, one of the things that Bringing It Boy was saying in the chat room was that she was approached. Her ideas are bulletproof to go to Spreaker. And I've goofed around with Spreaker a couple of times, and it's not quite as good as BTR. BTR seems to have like the studio that it's really set up well. And then he said,
it's easy
right
to
now,
operate.
And then he says, right now with her health issues, the Spreaker format works for her. She tries to do a show once a week, but it can be a lot for her. So that's. That's what
Bring It Boy. I knew Suzette was sick a month ago. She's still feeling ill. Joe says, wishes her well.
Yeah. Okay. I will that he can probably hear the show.
Well, he can't hear me. He's hearing me. I mean, if he's in the chat, he's listening.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that she was still sick. I knew that she was sick months ago, but I didn't know that she still remained sick. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, well.
Because I liked her. I liked her show. I just don't like Spreaker. I don't like any of the other shows, any of the other platforms, rather, because it's hard to navigate. When
yeah,
you get there,
is.
You want to find out which show is around now so that you can listen to it. And it's not that easy to get to a live show.
Yeah, and
so,
on Blog Talk Radio, it's actually a lot easier than I've noticed. Spreaker is bringing a boy says thank you.
Sure. I kid him by calling him Mr. Suzette because he and Suzette have been on other shows that I've been on. So, you know, he knows who I am too. But the thing is that, yeah, you got to be able to navigate around the platform. And it's very easy to set up a show on BTR.
Oh,
you just call
absolutely.
In, you have a PIN number, and bang, you're there. You
yeah.
Know?
And, plus, and yeah. with the way we've got this thing set up now is we've got – like with CNM, all you have to do is know the password to get in, and then you can just set up your own show and get it all going. And that's right, and it was really simple. I've got on there a lot of advertisements that I've put in there, and actually some of them that I actually kept from when CNM was together before. He had a whole Duke and Mike had a bunch of advertisements that they had done then, and I'm still using them because they were there. They were very professionally done, and they're still in there. And I've added
another
a
thing.
Few... I was just saying I just added a bunch more so that it more has stuff that is more current, but there's a lot of these advertisements. There's one called Perfect Parent, and I've heard that on actual radio. So they got these advertisements, which I thought was really cool. So I've kept most of them, and they're all in the chat room. If I let the premium go, then we'd only be able to put three things into the audio clips into the chat room, which would be kind of or into the studio. Mm-hmm. And right now it's kind of unlimited, so we can put as many in there as we want. So, but what I do is when I do my show, after I finish the show, I take all mine out. I keep them on my computer so I can just download them back in. But the advertisements I leave in there so that the next show can use them if they want.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what, for me, you need a female talk show host.
Yeah,
so,
I've thought about that myself, too.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a good idea for you, too. You're a male, to have a female talk show host, one that agrees, one that disagrees, not too adamantly. You know, you don't want somebody who's going to be like, when I listened to Curtis Sliwa, and he had, I forgot her name, she became a pain in the ass. As a matter of fact, when he used to have female talk show hosts, they veered after a while to try to take over the program because he was pretty much a gentleman with them. So
yeah.
You're going to, for me to become a talk show host on this particular network, I would enjoy having the female and to let her know that I'm the host, she's the co-host, and I'm the one in charge. If she doesn't like it, she can get her own show with you. That's the way
yeah.
I work.
Yeah, well, you know, the way I look at it is that, you know, if you've got a show on here, that whatever you want to do is fine and dandy just so long as what you put out there is the truth, you know.
Well, yeah, of course. And what I would really like, I would like to get guests on the show and, you know, candidates, political candidates, and grill the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've already done that with three. I'm not talking about the way that 99% of the talk show hosts do on this platform and probably other platforms. I'm talking about doing it in a way that exposes who they are, their real intent, what their real intentions would be once they got into Congress or whatever office they would hold. Just because mm-hmm. they're conservative and they have a nice resume doesn't mean squat to me.
No, it really doesn't.
No. So, you know, once you get a, I will call from time to time to find out how you're doing with getting a female talk show host. Once you get one, then if you'd like, I can jump on board and I will talk about finding actual solutions
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, you know, people talking about what we have to do, what we need to do. I'm talking about actual methodologies that we
yeah.
The goal is to remove the corrupt politicians. That's the number one goal. If we don't do anything that's geared towards that particular goal, then everything else is just a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
one of the things mm-hmm. that I did when we had this last election was I was actually watching television to see
mm-hmm.
the ratio between the different parties in the ads. And what I was seeing, you know, I always thought that it was supposed to be equal. You know, you have a Democrat ad, you're supposed to have a Republican ad or a independent ad and just kind of go back and forth. But I was noticing that here in New Mexico, they would have like 23 Democrat ads or attack ads against the Republicans and then one Republican ad. Then they go back to the 23 again. And
yeah.
it was like, no damn wonder the people didn't know who the hell they were voting for because they never heard anything but what the
right.
Democrats wanted you to hear.
Yeah.
And
they're not really deploying the fair doctrine. What do they
mm-hmm.
call it? Fair media doctrine. I forget what exactly it was that if you're going to run political ads, you're supposed to run them on an equal basis
yeah.
and equal length of time. But, okay. But in any case, I'm glad that you're looking for talk show hosts. When you find a female talk show host who knows that she's the co-host and the person that she's working with is the boss, then I'll be glad to come on board. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if
okay.
you, unless
we
you have different.
we used to have one here on Blog Talk Radio. Her name was Kathy Hinners, and she does my intro for hour two. And she was on Friday nights on Blog Talk Radio. And then that was before everything kind of fell apart. And then I had to take over. But she's doing a show herself right now. And I've talked to her several times about coming back. But she's still hasn't done it. But Kathy Hinners would be a good one if I could get her back. But
I don't know. I mean, she's used to having her own show. I don't
yeah,
want to ruffle feathers.
She okay. had her own
she's
show.
She's used
huh?
to having her own show. Like, for example, if I went to be the co-host for her, then I would be the second banana. She would be the top-rated one. She would be the top. She would get the top credit, and I would be the one who would be an adjunct to her. If I'm
yeah.
the one who's going to headline a show, then whoever, it wouldn't matter if it's a woman. If whoever the talk show host co-host would be, would have to know that they have to be an adjunct to me. They would have, I'm the boss. They are the ones who follow my suggestions and follow my lead, just as I would if I'm going to be a host on their show. I mean, a co-host
yeah.
on their show.
Well,
so
I've actually had Kathy Hinners host my show at times when I haven't been able to. So, but she's really good. But she also has a site called Daily Roll Call, and it's out of Tennessee. So, and she used to be a cop out of Albany, New York. And so she's got a lot of experience to fall back on with that. But
I know somebody who could be my talk show. You just mentioned I know a person who's an ex-cop. Well, no, actually is a cop, but she was in an accident and she's recovering. But she's recovered enough in order to get on the air. Well, if I talk to her, I'll ask her if she wants to be my co-host.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that would,
well,
that would be.
Well, that's all depending upon whether or not you feel that I could be on the network. You haven't said yes yet.
I don't see why you couldn't be.
Good. So then I can call you, find out if you found somebody, and if I found somebody, then I'll call you and we can set up dates for the show. I would like to have it twice a week. Otherwise, because once a week, you get stale. At least twice a week.
If you could do twice a week, that'd be cool. Because I at one point in time was doing a show on Monday, on Wednesday, and Friday, and it was just too much for me to do, so I kind of backed off on that.
How many hours a show?
2 hours.
That's a lot of time.
Bing, when he does his show, he does his show as 1 hour. My last show that I did in December, I did 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
But the most you can do on Blog Talk Radio live is 2 hours. And then if you go a third hour, then you have to – everything is not there unless you're on the phone with the host or – after the archives have been posted, then you've got all 3 hours. But
Well, to say it another
way, most of the shows are 2 hours.
Yeah. Listeners can listen to the show live for 2 hours. If they hang in there for past the 2 hours, they can still listen to the show. But if they have to listen
if they're
to
on
the phone.
Yeah.
On the phone only. And then the show officially ends in terms of airtime. But in terms of download time, that third hour is included. As a matter of fact, you can probably go to 4 hours. That's what some other people do.
I'm not really sure if you can, because when I did that 3 hour show before Christmas, when I got to the end of 3 hours, it just stopped. So,
really?
Yeah. That's so I think 3 hours is the most you can do.
Well. Okay, but I know people who have two-hour shows and they go for 4 hours. So I've been on the show for 4 hours multiple times. So I don't know why. But in any case, I'll let you get back to you and Bring a Boy.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. God bless you. And
yeah, thanks for the information.
You're welcome.
It's good to know that. All right. Hey, enjoy the – hope 2023 is good for all of us, hey?
Oh, I really hope so myself.
All right. Take care. Good night.
Okay, good night. Okay. That was a good phone call, but we're at a place where we need to do our due diligence to the advertisements, and we'll be right back.
Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's best truth detector. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we are back for the final segment of the show. One of the things that I was looking at from Western Journal was an article with the headline that our country is being poisoned. Trump unveils his plan to wage war against the drug cartels. And the drug cartels, living down here in New Mexico, I see this a lot. But he says the drug cartels are pumping death across America, are in former President Donald Trump's crosshairs. The drug cartels are waging war on America, and it's now time for Americans to wage war on the cartels, Trump said in a video released on Thursday. Trump, who is seeking the Republican nomination for president, posted his aggressive message on his Truth Social account and the Trump War Room account on Twitter. So I guess he is back on Twitter. Trump's comments came after a year in which 110,236 Americans died from drug overdoses, with fentanyl being blamed for a large share of those deaths, according to NPR. Mexican drug cartels have been cited as one of the main suppliers of fentanyl to the American drug market. A report in the Washington Post last month listed fentanyl as the leading cause of death for Americans aged 18 to 49. The report said that from 2019 to 2021, fatal overdoses rose by 94%, to the extent that roughly 196 Americans die from the drug every day. Our country is being poisoned from within, Trump said in his video. Joe Biden has sided against the United States and with the cartels. They are making more money than they've ever made, times 10. Biden's open border policies are a deadly betrayal of our nation. And his open border policies, folks, they're not just Biden. It's like you go into a state like New Mexico, our governor, who I always call the Wicked Witch of the North, she is keeping our borders open too, because that's where she wants them all to come into New Mexico, even though New Mexico's only got like about 100 miles of border at the bottom of the state. But she keeps them open. She says, Biden's open border policies are a deadly betrayal of our nation. When I am president, it will be the policy of the United States to take down the cartels, just as we took down ISIS and ISIS caliphate. Trump said that he would show no mercy on the cartels, and they need to have no mercy on them. We will guarantee that the waters of the Western Hemisphere are not used to traffic illicit drugs to our country. Furthermore, I will order the Department of Defense to make appropriate use of special forces, cyber warfare, and other overt and covert actions to inflict maximum damage on the cartel leadership, infrastructure, and operations. This is something that really needs to be done. And living in a border state, I see this. We see this stuff coming into Albuquerque. And one of the things about the leadership of Albuquerque and like Rio Rancho, which is just west of Albuquerque, it was a small community of just one light when I used to live here, but now it's grown into quite a big place. Rio Rancho's mayor does not allow homelessness in the city of Rio Rancho. The mayor of Albuquerque, Tim Keller, does. And you can go down into the east side of Central, where I used to live in the southeast part of town. And when I was a kid at 16, 17 years old, I could walk around that neighborhood anytime, day or night, and I was fine. I never had anything to worry about. Dad would send me to the store. I'd walk to the store at 9 o'clock at night, never have anything happen to me. You do that today and you're bound to get killed. They call that area that I used to live in, they call it the war zone now, because not only are gangs there, but you go up and down Central and you see homeless encampments all over the sidewalks, and it's a blight on the city, but you go from Albuquerque into Rio Rancho, and you don't see that anymore. And it's because of the leadership. And Albuquerque absolutely has no leadership at all. They don't care, and they're actually right now spending money to build homeless shelters for all these people who have come in illegally instead of sending them back, trying to clean up this city. They're trying to make it so they stay. And you can drive down the freeway and look under the underpasses and see people sleeping underneath the underpasses anymore. That's something you used to never be able to see, but they're there now. And, you know, I guess the weather here isn't so bad that it makes it so it's hard on them in the wintertime, because like right now today we had 53 degrees. It was a nice day, and it'll only get down to about maybe 30 tonight. So if they have a nice blanket or something, they can keep themselves warm. But what Keller needs to do, instead of allowing them to sleep on the streets, he needs to say, no, this is illegal. When I used to live here, sleeping in your car in Albuquerque was illegal. Now it's not. They're building safe places so people who live in their cars can drive into these safe places at night and sleep, which is not too bad an idea, really. But they need to stop allowing all these illegals coming into this country, coming right into Albuquerque and setting up shop. And Albuquerque has a huge fentanyl problem right now because of all of this. But there's nothing to be done about it because the leadership won't do anything. You go to Rio Rancho and it stops right there at the border of Rio Rancho because the leadership there won't allow it. And it's like the guy that called me earlier, he said, he asked that question, how long do you think America will last? Well, if we keep doing the things that we're doing, and like Keller and the Wicked Witch of the North here in New Mexico are doing, America will not last. It's common sense tells you this. We have to stop this. We have to start researching who we are voting for. Instead of voting with our hearts, and, you know, they'll tell you, well, this guy doesn't want you to have a good time, whereas the Democrat here wants you to have a good time and do anything you want with no consequences. You can't, you know, and people hear that and they sit there, okay, fine, we'll vote for this guy. You have to start researching and vetting these people. And you'll have these politicians who come in and they'll think, well, my record doesn't speak good for me, so I'm going to change my attitude just a little bit so I can get myself elected, and then I'll just go back to what I was doing. Well, the people don't think this way. They think, well, I like his ideas that he's doing here. They don't research and go back and say, oh, my gosh, he wasn't doing that a year ago. He was actually doing things that were illegal. But now he's saying that he wants to do things right, and they don't stop to think that maybe he's doing these things so that he can just get elected. People are not researching. They're not vetting. They're not trying to find out what this person actually stands for. And even the mainstream lying liberal media sometimes messes up, and they'll come out and actually give you a gem of truth. But if they do, then what you see is after that gem of truth, they shut up. They never talk about it again. It's never mentioned again, and they go back to telling stories like they normally do. Right now, America is in a bad, bad place. And it's up to the people to start realizing what is going on. And with this whole thing with Kevin McCarthy and the Speaker of the House, Biden is saying this is atrocious, this is horrible, this shouldn't be happening. Yes, it should be happening. This is how a constitutional republic actually works. We fight out our differences. We discuss them. We We fight them out. And then the parts that are wrong, if the people who are telling the truth on this whole thing and telling the right things is actually strong enough, the people who are not drop off. They make concessions, and that's what's going on in the House of Representatives right now. Concessions are being made, and some of them are good. There are things that would not have happened if this hadn't happened. But we have good old Shifty Schiff, Adam Shifty Schiff, telling us, oh, this is horrible. This is just a precursor of what we're going to be seeing with the Republicans, chaos after chaos. No. Republicans right now are actually doing the right things. And the Democrats do not like it. They can see their power slipping away with this. And they're going to fight every inch of the way. And the media is going to be right in there banging heads with it too. And it's things we cannot listen to the media. We cannot listen to what they're saying because they're telling us lies. And even the ones that I listen to, like Newsmax and Breitbart, and there's Conservative Fighters and One America News, they will fall into these things where they will talk about, like with unemployment. Newsmax said it was at 3.5%. There is no freaking way it's at 3.5%. But the reason why they can get away with this is because there's so many people now who are out of work, who have been living off of the government teat for so long now, they don't want to go back to work. They're not looking. And because they're not looking, they're not considered unemployed, even though they are. And then we have to stop and look at things like this six-year-old who shoots his teacher in Virginia, in a Virginia classroom. God, when I was 6 years old, I never thought about taking a gun to school. What is giving them this idea? The media. I place the blame for the media on this all the way down because they keep reporting the things that are not true. They keep pushing it. They push it like it's the absolute truth. And it's not. It's destroying lives. There have to be consequences. There have to be. Because without consequences, folks, this whole thing is going to fall apart. And it's falling apart faster every single day. Every day you hear of a shooting. Every day you hear of something. And this six-year-old, my God, I can't even imagine being a six-year-old and taking a loaded gun to school to shoot my teacher. I had teachers that I absolutely abhorred when I was growing up. But I didn't go to school with a gun to shoot them. Of course, back then, I didn't have a media telling me, oh, you can go out and riot and burn buildings and kill people and nothing will happen to you. There is where the problem is. And then Biden, our president, goes along and says, yep, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way we've got to do it. So I'm blaming the media. I'm blaming the left. I'm blaming the right. I'm blaming the Republicans, the rhino Republicans. I'm blaming the moderate Republicans who think like Democrats. The only ones in our government right now that are actually doing the right things are the ones who are following the laws, following the Constitution, pushing what needs to be done according to the Constitution. And if you look at the media, these are the ones that are being lambasted as being the wrong things, to be in the wrong people in the wrong places at the wrong time. And as long as we keep thinking this way, folks, this nation's going to continue to go downhill. And it has totally amazed me how fast and how far this country has fallen over the last 12 years. Starting with Obama talking about Trayvon Martin, what's his face? how he could be his son. No consequences there. And the only ones getting in trouble and having the consequences are the ones who are actually trying to do the right things. It blows me away. It's gotten to the point here in America today, whereas if you're actually telling the truth and doing the things that you should be doing and following, like with me, excuse me, I follow not only the law and the Constitution, I follow God. And those three things are things that are that have, like what Bringing Up Boy says, men in black are going to come to my door. Only trouble is they'd have to get in. It's a secure building, so that's... But I could just see that happening. I really can. Because even though I don't get that many listeners when I'm live, I do get listeners when I'm not. And someday, soon, someday, somebody important's going to hear. It's inevitable. It'll have to happen. And maybe I'll have those men in black coming to my door. But we are coming to the end of the show, and I'm glad that Joe called on the phone. I had another phone caller, and I was right in the middle of a an audio clip when he called, and I wasn't able to answer the phone. Just before the audio clip ended, I was getting ready to answer, and he hung up. So I don't know who that was, but I'm glad that Joe called, and I will keep an eye on my email in case he calls, and if he if he calls, then I'll be able to talk to him on the phone or something. But that'll be really cool. But I am glad that Bringing a Boy was here. And we'll, me and my wife will keep your wife in our prayers and hope that she gets better. And she is always welcome to be on the show. She is always welcome to come on. And if she ever wants to do a show, she's always welcome to get a hold of me. And I'd be more than happy to put her on CNM. But we are at the end of the show, and I will talk to you again next week. Starting on Monday, I will start doing my daily updates again. I did one on Thursday, the first one that I've done in 2023, and I'm going to try to be more diligent on what I've done lately. But we will be back next week at the same time. I will try again sooner or later to do another 3-hour show. That was actually an interesting endeavor to try and do. And we will be back next week, and I'll see you on Monday. God bless you all. God bless America, and have a great weekend. I'll talk to you later. Bless you all.